This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone, yeah, I did. I used too much bliss today. Wow, it works fast. Everyone all set and cocked, locked, bliss? Here we go. Hey, Rick.
Hey, yeah. I'm locked and loaded, and I've got some things now that you queued me up.
Okay. Well, why don't we do it? Dr. Richard Allen Mills with DocRam.com. Go ahead, Rick.
Where would you like to start? The black swan mold or Amazon? Or how about we elect Pinocchio, because then when he's elected, we'll know when he's lying.
You know, as you mentioned that, I'm thinking about all of these scandals about Hillary Clinton and selling the White House and our government is up for sale and selling the Lincoln bedroom in the 90s when Bill Clinton had his zipper down in the White House in the Oval Office. You know, these people, you can't look up to them. You can't
say,
boy,
what? No, it isn't even about that. Hillary is not even going to run. She's probably in mid-September is what they're predicting now. Just when we're supposed to go to elections, there's going to be a crash and burn because the reason she's not in prison is she's dying. That's my best guess.
Well, there are a number of people who
are... She's not going to make it to the elections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a number of people who really aren't going to be weeping for her.
Well, it isn't that. Trump. Okay, that's item one, and it's gotten so overt. Who cares? There's nothing you can do about it anyway. The Republican Party. I remember the look on my father's face in complete disbelief when he realized he was no longer a Republican. My father was a broken man, and today he's dead now. And today we're watching the same thing happen. The Republican Party is in shambles, and now the Democratic Party is coming apart at the seams. People are being assassinated, suicide with a bullet to the back of the head. Yeah, right. I'm so outraged, and now we have a much more serious problem. You can start the black swan mold. I know what it is. I know. I've got articles from Science News of 2007 when they sent robots into Chernobyl to look around and see what was growing inside that reactor. This is a type of nanotechnology we do not have that eats and breaks down radiation. So there will be a seventh epoch. I'm getting a bigger picture, and right now, today, this morning, I am being not so much harassed, but buzzed by an AI. I am not kidding. I have had friends over and proved it. No, 3 hours of nothing. We're sitting in the middle of the night. Nobody calls me at night. And I can say, okay, make the phone ring. The moment, I'm talking less than 2 seconds, the phone will ring. Nobody's there. And that's how I prove it to my friends. And I've done that more than twice. Now, I don't know what's really going on. but I have a lot to say about a lot of different things right now, and it is my fiduciary. I would be remiss if I did not call attention to Carnegie Mellon and Lockheed for the trigger mechanism and what they tried to do two years ago to me that stopped me on that one, and now I'm being buzzed as a person of interest. I have no idea why. It is absolutely happening to me. And I can prove it. It's a synchronicity. That's how you do it. Synchronicity. When you start to find significance, and my future timeline says, whoa, this is not right. Something's wrong here. That's how I know. Now, where am I going to go with all of this? I don't know. I don't know what it means. I am out of my element. I don't have a clue, and I
can tell you what
slime mold is, though. It's nanotechnology, and Cornell, I've got a bunch of articles to queue up to you from previous articles that run in Fox News and others on this thing back in the 2007 when Chernobyl first started to rear its ugly head, before Fukushima.
Well, let's talk about
go with all of this.
Let's talk about Rick. You sound angry, and I am as well. Let's talk about this black slime. Let me just read for a minute. Posted that I've been.
Here comes my email with your links you want to put up.
Okay.
And we don't see what Wikipedia says about black slime mold.
I got
one right here from Cornell called slime molds. My oxymyces, it's a type of slime mold on mulch. Here's one by dogs. Here's another one. You know, it covers its life cycle, symptoms and signs, and management strategies. Will disappear if they're left alone. Yeah, right. That's one of the direct quotes from the paper. We have a gray slime mold, and some guy from England has been talking about black slime molds as a life form from Galactic Center. What do you think? It thrives on radiation. It's everywhere now, all over the Earth. What does that suggest?
Well, you're right, and I think it comes from the aerial spraying, the chemtrails.
How's this one? Carnegie Mellon, I listed, there are 77 scientists that put their name down saying it's pseudoscience, it's not real, that's contrails. Everything is a contrail.
Yeah, and they're lying. They're lying.
Well, why?
Because they're paid. They're just like government employees.
And now I'm being accused of being a disinformation? Me? I'm the one that says I don't know. I'm just trying to put dots together, and I know that I don't know. And now there's some people out of Germany trying to claim that I'm, you know, working for the government. And if that's true, boy, I sure would like to show the income I didn't get. I'm a starving artist. And by the way, that's the other thing, Amazon. I have not had an order at Amazon for my books for more than 1 week. How does that work? I get orders every day from Amazon. I'm a starving artist, and the last time this happened, Grace Thorne, hi Grace, thank you, placed an order, and the order got delivered to me, and guess what? It didn't come from me. It was a brand new book, according to them, and then when I looked inside it, it was a book I had sold 2 years earlier that they sold new with their Amazon Prime. And if this turns out they're doing it again to me, I am absolutely going to look for a lawyer that would like to do a class action suit against that monster and how they treat small publishers. I am fed up with everything. And I was a sweet old man.
Rick?
They're wearing me out.
Oh, they're wearing us all out, Rick. And they're spraying us.
They had a special handler call me, we accidentally took in some used books, and I guess they put in the wrong stack because they look new. Yeah, I didn't get the order. They did. And it was a used book, and they sold it as new. Now, that was the last time Grace did an order for me. Now we're going to try it again. Any of you out there, go try Amazon. Place an order with me. I could use an income. I don't believe I'm going to get it.
What they should do, Rick, is send you an email saying that here is a link to the order number. Here's the
That's it.
Amazon
order. And if I can get four or five of those, I got their balls in a vice. And that's where it needs to go. And watch what happens next. We'll get cut off. The AI will kick in. Or I will say something inappropriate by somebody who knows. And then I'm a bad person.
Well, whatever you do, don't say something inappropriate.
Disinformation.
Today.
And I don't know what to do. I'm so
profiled. Let's talk about what they're doing to many of us with this. It's called the creeping black slime, according to dailymail.co.uk. Let me just read this. It says, this post, the creeping black slime taking over historic buildings around the world. Researchers reveal monuments from Washington to Angkor Wat now being hit by impossible-to-remove biofilm. Experts say the biofilm can be seen at Hadrian's Villa, and it's been seen at the Jefferson Memorial. It's made it to Egypt. It's on headstones. It seems to like white buildings. Now, this same black mold, they call it slime. To me, it's dry, but it's on our roof. It's on our roof where the sun doesn't shine, literally. So there's a part of our roof. Well, Rick, if you look up...
childhood memory.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, literally where the sun... There's a small portion of our roof that is hidden from the sun because it faces north. And most of the roof can get sun all day, well, most of the day, but part of it doesn't get any sun at all. And that's where this, you can see these streaks of black on the roof. We have a kind of a tannish, grayish, brownish, reddish. It looks like bark, the color of bark. That's the color of our roof. And it has this black mold on it where the sun doesn't shine. Now, it's not where the sun does shine. Additionally, I mentioned that we have these ponds. We've got one pond that is 100% covered with green algae. We've got puddles in our driveway right now from the rain several days ago that have this green clumps of large clumps, fist-sized clumps of green. So I am absolutely convinced that the reason that so many people are having respiratory problems, including me, and I was, you know, I got surgery as a result of it, I believe it's the chemtrail flu. Now, I'm not saying that it's not related to Chernobyl, too. Add a little Chernobyl in there, add a little Fukushima in there, add a little Three Mile Island in there, add some experimentation in there by our government, and that's what we've got. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doc Ram's with us. DocRam.com. DocRam.com. So, Rick, this article says, what is the slime? The mysterious slime is taking over landmarks around the world. It's actually a biofilm. This is made up of a colony of microscopic organisms, and despite its nickname, it's actually dry. According to researchers, this property makes it difficult to clean. The biofilm adheres to stone surfaces, and as rain slowly erodes the monuments, they become pitted, creating the perfect home for a colony. So far, there are no known methods to permanently remove it. And if you look at some of the images, I posted the first link on the website just a couple minutes ago. If you look at a landmark called Hadrian's Villa in Italy, it looks like it was on fire. It looks like these limestone columns were in a fire and they were burned and charred black. Literally, that's what it looks like. If you look at other, there's a former library in Angkor Wat. It's almost covered. It almost looks like it's black. And if you look at some of the stones that are in the Arlington Cemetery or the Jefferson Memorial, the dome of the Jefferson Memorial, you'll see it's grayish, and that's what we're talking about. So I really think that this came from the sky. I really think that it's man-made, and I think it's the same thing that's causing us to cough and hack and develop pneumonia, and I believe it's killing a bunch of us. I really do, Rick. I'm not exaggerating. And I think that this chemtrail spraying, the people who are doing it, are traitors. They're committing treason. They're killing the planet. And
page two on that. Now we can talk about last week in Science News, Scientific American, and numerous others, Earth Sky News, Skywatch, all of them posted this most prestigious survey done by Carnegie Mellon University. Make a note of that university. That's the one that's doing the disinformation. And they're getting collaboration with others, but that's where it started in Pittsburgh. And I'm going to run it down chapter and verse, and I dare them to do libel on me. I dare them. That's me upset about what they did. I've got proof on what they did 2014, where they sent two different individuals into my home and wiped my hard drives. Now, I've got pictures. I took camera. I got them. And I confronted both of those individuals that are local and were paid. And one of them broke. And I got that. So here we are at the end of days with what's going on. Well, they did a survey on 77 so-called peer review. And their names are posted on my Facebook. So you can mark their names as the people that are involved as scientists making claims that 76 of them said that it's pseudoscience, that it's all contrails. There's no such thing as a chemtrail. Now, that's all well and good, like you said last week, in terms of, well, what's that doing with our soil? And what about the atmospheric measurements now of aluminum and barium? And then the Navy testing lithium in Reedsburg, Oregon, in November of last year. Now, I, last year, presented a paper that identified 28 different aerosols. You can taste them differently. That's how I did it without a laboratory, just like I do echinacea and gustapolia from different states. You can taste it in your mouth, that difference on, you know, chicoric acid and the other things like that. If you're a good enough farmer, you can identify what's going on with your plant just with your mouth. It's a wonderful laboratory. And I'm telling you, there's something else going on here. And when this many peer-reviewed scientists come out and say it's pseudoscience, I have to draw a line. And I am completely embarrassed for the field of science and this sham that scientists would actually participate in. It's a challenge now for real scientists listening to my voice to go out and vet it for yourself. And then you tell me, and it's time for a league of concerned scientists. Because right now, the field of science is in jeopardy for credibility.
So is the field of journalism.
Journalism is a sham. Did you see the references I got from Chernobyl and other science plays? How about sciencegogo.com?
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back talking more about the threats to us, the threats to the planet by evil people.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, he sent me a link from Wikipedia, and I'd just like to read one short paragraph.
Yeah, isn't that interesting, isn't it? I thought you'd like that, huh?
Yeah, here we go. As long as food is abundant, these slime molds exist as single-celled organisms. when food is in short supply, many of these single-celled organisms will congregate and start moving as a single body. In this state, they are sensitive to airborne chemicals and can detect food sources. They can readily change the shape and function of parts, and many form stalks that produce fruiting bodies, releasing countless spores light enough to be carried in the wind or hitch a ride on passing animals. They feed on microorganisms that live in any type of dead plant material. So we have said for years, you know, people would say, you know, I don't have any problem with water. What I'll do is I'll get the rainwater off my roof, and I'll just drink that. Well, okay. That's where all the radiation is landing.
Now you're getting the big picture, and why I would say we are being terraformed right before our eyes, and it's time that we all stop being ignorant, ill-informed, and complacent right now.
Well, the point that I was making, Rick, is that that's where the bird poop is, that's where the insects, dead insects are on our composition shingles, you know, on our roofs, and those little granules hold all of this airborne matter that has landed on our roof, and so we're going to drink that. Well, that's the matter that I believe this mold is living on, but it can release spores that can travel further and land on our animals, our cows, our dogs, wild animals, spread worldwide. And it has, Rick. This is all over the world. Trees are dying. Limbs are falling down. I used to think, if we have 120 acres of woods here at the farm, will we have enough dead limbs falling down off these trees to heat our farmhouse without having to cut trees down? Because I don't want to cut live trees down. Well, the answer is no problem. We have more wood falling down than we can burn. More wood falling down. And if you saw how much wood it takes to heat a house, I don't care what size house it is, it takes cords of wood, and a cord is 4x4x8. A cord of wood, you can't carry a cord of wood in a pickup truck. It's not big enough. Maybe a third of a cord. You can't carry a cord of wood in a pickup truck. It just can't. It doesn't happen. It's not big enough. So the amount of wood that's burned in a home to heat it in the winter is a lot. Well, I thought that we wouldn't have enough with 120 acres of limbs falling down and trees just dying. No problem now. These trees are dying at such a rate, the limbs are falling at such a rate, that it's almost a full-time job just to pick up the wood.
Let me read an article that I just picked up from WorldTruth.tv. That's an interesting... Oh, and by the way, thank you, Janet Randall, for cluing me in on disinformation. I posted something from abc.com, and guess what? It was from abc.com.co, and it looks like abc.com, but guess what? It's not at all, and it shows Obama signing an executive order that does not exist. And it looks like ABC News. It's on my Facebook, including, you can't vet everything. You know, when you get so outraged and someone sends you a link in good faith, who knows where it came from? And that's what's happened now with our internet. That has also been hijacked.
Yeah, and, there's another thing that I've noticed. I mean, this is way off topic, but Rick, I wanted to buy a part for a trailer. We have an American-made trailer with American-made axles, and I need a wheel seal. A wheel seal is like a $2 or $3 part, but not for this American-made trailer. It's $25. The point I'm trying to make is that we think that the prices are what we see in the stores, but if they were American-made, they would be 10 times higher. Literally, do you think that an American shop in Brooklyn can make an Arrow shirt or a Manhattan shirt or a Van Heusen shirt for $20? It's impossible. It's impossible. The transportation to get it out of the city is more than $20. What I'm saying, Rick, is we have been lied to, not only about this black mold, about the black slime, about the geoengineering, we've been lied to about everything. And when you talk about Barry Satoro in the White House with executive orders, that guy's absolutely positively out of control. And he's even saying, hey, listen, I'm a short timer. I only got a couple more months to go. Don't bug me. I'll do what I want to do. Didn't even go to look at the floods.
And guess what else? They have just hijacked my computer. Here we say, we're sorry. Firefox has a problem and crashed. And guess what? So there, I'm working Windows 7. And thank you, Russell, for Russell Rems is working with me doing my encyclopedia, and just sent me the specific codes on how they're upgrading me without notice to Windows 10, where they can hijack my computer like it just happened. I've got the codes. I've got how to remove them, and I'll send that to you as well.
Rick, I don't know what the answer is, but Microsoft has sold us out. Microsoft has got back doors. Apple
has rolled over. It's time to go to Linux and to work with different kinds of platforms, because it's all a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, I'm using Linux on most of our computers here.
Well, use your router. Make sure your router is Linux. That's a good place to start. You have a secondary computer with a Linux platform, and just have that be your router.
Now, some people
some
people would say that no matter what we do, whether we use Microsoft or Apple or Linux.
Yeah, of course, because they have already anticipated. And by the way, that's being done now with something non-human.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is light at the end of the rainbow. Why? Well, the distinction between a computer and you, a machine, and you, is that a computer does not feel pleasure when it beats you at chess. Keep always remember the feelings inside you are the ones that are more information than a computer can get at, and they don't have that ability yet. They don't have an algorithm for that yet.
Rick,
and that's what makes you different than a machine. Is it your deal?
Mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, Maryland are very close together. And the city of Baltimore has had this secret surveillance program. The police have been involved with the secret surveillance program. And by the way, my computer's not working right either. this is a challenge, but to those guys that are making this happen and causing interference on this broadcast, that's okay. It's okay. We're going to expose you anyway. And what it does is it just forces us to be more resilient, more clever in our responses. So the more they attack us, the more we're going to expose them. That's just the way it's going to work. Okay, so Baltimore, CBSLocal.com has a post that says, since January, the city of Baltimore has been under intermittent surveillance from the sky, and the public was never told, according to a report by Bloomberg Businessweek. A small Cessna airplane equipped with cameras spent hours flying over the city, feeding its footage back to huge hard drives, the report says. The Baltimore Police Department has had a press conference on the matter Wednesday afternoon. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake put out a statement at the same time. And here's the statement, if I can get to it. My computer doesn't want to work. I was recently made aware of the Persistent Surveillance Systems, Inc., Incorporated, work with our city, Rawlings Blake wrote. The pilot program, funded by an anonymous donor, is cutting-edge technology aimed at making Baltimore safer. My top priority, which I have continuously communicated to Commissioner Davis, has been to keep our city safe. His team sought opportunities to find new technology that works hand in hand with our robust City Watch program. This technology is about public safety. This isn't surveillance or tracking anyone. It's about catching those who choose to do harm to our citizens in our city. The program is not an unmanned drone or secret surveillance program. The Baltimore Police Department, T.J. Smith, began the Wednesday press conference saying, oh, really? It's not unmanned. No, it's a manned Cessna flying with these cameras, transmitting images, transmitting movements, transmitting all kinds of information about we, the villagers, in Baltimore. Do I want to go to Baltimore? Absolutely not. I don't want to go to Baltimore. I don't want to go to any city, really. I want to stay home. I want to stay home on the farm. I want to be left alone. And if you look at the people, these famous people who have made themselves famous by doing stupid things like Kim Kardashian and the rest of that ilk, those people want to be left alone, but yet they want to be in the spotlight. And they what they've done is they found a way to keep the Google cars away from their village. They don't want Google surveillance, but they do want, you know, when they bend over in these thongs, they want to make sure that that makes the news, but they don't want where they live in their homes to be under surveillance and under reporting by the media. So it goes on to say this wide area imagery system allows for the capability of seeing 32 square miles. This is effectively a mobile city watch camera. And what we gain with this size is so that we can see a larger area than we would with a city watch camera, but what we lose is clarity. Baltimore is under surveillance. And the mayor says she recently learned about it. What's recently? Is that 2 years ago? Is that 3 years ago? Is that 5 minutes ago? That's how public, how these politicians speak. They speak so you can't nail them down too easily. There's no question in my mind that the mayor knew about it. And the mayor should be fired for secretly spying on the village. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Ram's with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com. And so here's some more from this article. Years ago when we embarked on our City Watch program, this is in Baltimore, there were similar anxieties that are understandable, Smith said. We expect this technology to be used for other public safety concerns like silver alerts, amber alerts, floods, sinkholes, fires, terrorist attacks, and more. It adheres to our closed-circuit TV policies. We currently know that there are existing technologies that are out there in the world and in place, like red light cameras, yeah, spying on vehicles, speed cameras, yeah, we've got them too, and license plate readers, yeah, they've got them on light poles, and they've got vehicles riding around in the cities. I saw one in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I even talked to the guy behind the wheel giving tickets to people in Walmart looking for out-of-registration tags and whatever else they look for with their license plate scanners. They have six cameras on this SUV, six cameras as they drive around the parking lots looking for alleged violations. So the city of Baltimore is absolutely out of control flying these planes around, and they say it was done through a contribution. And so the question is, when asked why this program was never disclosed to the public, Smith pointed out that it is not the department's policy. It's not their policy. Let me say it a different way. It's not their policy to put out press announcements for new or changed City Watch cameras, and that's not an official city program, but rather a trial program. So now they're saying, we don't have to tell you because we're just trying it. It's not permanent, we're just trying it.
It gets better. How about the city of Chicago? Chicago now using the same algorithms in Jade. Actually, it's an advancement over Jade 2.0 software for profiling when a crime is going to be committed 28 minutes before it occurs. Now,
so, Michael, how's that work? So we get arrested
for... It listens to chatter and does a most likely scenario of what will happen next, and then has a history of verification to set up error bars on its predictability. That's what the Jade Helm experiments were all about, to check, to see how people reacted, just like Sandy Hook, which did not happen.
So, Rick, are we saying that people can be arrested because of what this computer simulation, this computer model, this AI system?
No, they're waiting for you. They don't do that. What they do is they sit there waiting for you to commit the crime before you know you're going to do it. And then they're right there in position to get you. That's how it works today. To wait tomorrow. I don't know how it's going to work tomorrow. You know, Tom Cruise may have a different idea in terms of ethics and morals. And that's what we're really down to now, the distinctional difference between ethics and morals. An ethical man knows not to cheat on his wife. A moral man won't. That's a direct quote from Ducky Mallard out of NCIS.
How about the White House being for sale, or the government being for sale by Hillary Clinton? So you want to have an appointment with
it? We've already been sold down that river. And watch what happens now to the Clinton Foundation that gave away that Class 1 uranium mine to Russia from Burns, Oregon. Watch what happens next.
Politicians make promises.
I already have insight on that with our oath keepers here. Listen, we are at war, and there is a direct war, and your congressman is not your friend. And that's one of the reasons why Nick Begich's younger brother is no longer running for the Senate anymore. He's running for state because you have to start it at your own home ground. That's where crime and, you know, that's where it all starts. And what you're seeing in national politics is a reflection of what's going on right in your own hometown. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. All of you listening.
Class will be right back after these few short top-of-the-hour commercial announcements and top-of-the-hour news. Doc Ram will be back with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares, and we're angry today. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.